Good afternoon. How are you going, Daniel?
Very well, thank you. A tough one yesterday. What did you take out of the game?
Oh, look, you know, there was a lot of positives. We did really well for most of the game. We just, ran out of tickets late. We probably had enough scoring shots to put the game away and couldn't do that. So, you know, some will say that bad kicking's bad footy, and, we'd have to run with that yesterday because we kicked a lot more behinds than we anticipated, and they hurt us.
And it does at the score, but as you say, bad kicking's bad footy. That is the old cliche, isn't it? Lachlan Sharp, though, kicking 4 goals, a nice start to his year.
Yeah, he did. I think he was one of the culprits. I think he kicked 4-8 or 4-9 yesterday. So
we try not to talk about the other bit.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
No, look,
we you know, we rely on him heavily. He's a great player. You know, he did play well again, but we just couldn't get the chocolates as a team. So
now you've had a bit of a turnover since the premiership back in 2019. I'm sorry. Maybe you will take out the 2021. Maybe I'm preempting it already. But 2019, just go through some of the new players that have come into the team.
Look, I said yesterday at the game, you know, we won a premiership in both years as deserves. And I think we collectively lost 21 players. Mm. So, we've had a huge turnaround. We've got a lot of youth coming through. Riley Clark and Cooper Jones yesterday were very significant for us up forward. They were culprits too about kicking badly, but they're two. Baxter Slater's another one that's coming to the side. But from our youth point of view, Timmy Hoskin coming to the ruck. Zach Charles come in as a local player. So there are a couple of the names that have come through, and I'm sure we'll blood a few more of the local boys throughout the year. We had a couple of guys that couldn't play as well. So, it'll be a bit of a change around. Paddy Blanford was probably one of the shining lights yesterday back. He's a local boy that played in our two swag. And Dry for Moses come in from Heathcote. He's a young boy and learning the craft. So, we blighted a few kids. So it was really good.
And I would have loved to have come out yesterday, Daryl, but I had to call into work. And then I went off to the Melbourne Storm game last night. I'm assuming after about 500 days, the relief of A, kicking a football, and B, and seeing crowds at local footy. It's fantastic to see. I'm sure it would have been a big crowd.
Yeah, it was a massive crowd. I think not only the players and coaches and supporters were looking forward to it, but I think the general community and we're looking forward to it as well, and a bit of an outlet. I think, by all reports, it was about a $10,000 gate. So, that's a pretty big day for a community local football. So, just proves, they estimate somewhere between 3,000 and 3,500 people rocked up yesterday, plus a lot of kids. So, people were looking forward to it and looking for that outlet. It's been a really hard 12 months, so people got out and enjoyed the footy.
It's great to see. Daryl Wilson, Strathfield Say Storm Coast, joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, your take on Gisborne next week. Thoughts going into that one?
Yeah, tough one. You know, they're recruited really well. They've got some good youth coming through. They had a really good 2019. Didn't quite make the granny. They were only a kick out of playing off 2 years ago. Well, not even 2 years ago. Yeah. So, they've they've done very well, and, Gisborne at Gisborne any time's a hard task. So, we'll have to regroup and play some pretty good footy down there. It's a contested game, a little bit smaller ground than ours. So, it'll be interesting.
Well, we'll look forward to it next Saturday. Daryl, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and happy Easter.
You too, and all the best. Thank you for the time. Bye.